When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec, but Rhea just brought up the Bryce Huff thing in case those who missed it. Bryce Huff said this weekend, talking about being out of Philly, quote unquote, if I'm being 100% honest with you, I wanted to trade like fairly early on, and just because of how things went in Philly, I knew pretty early on it wasn't a fit. He said, I talked to my agent about it, and I was like, when it's all said and done, I might need to step to put myself in the best position to ball out and have a fruitful career. He said, "There, quote unquote, there's a plethora of things that went down. I don't want to get into specifics. Being in the league for 5 years, I kind of knew what it felt like to be in a good situation. I kind of knew where it was headed fairly early on in the season, probably even training camp, if I'm being honest." I mean,
what a clown.
What a clown. Yeah. I mean,
complete clown.
I mean, a good situation. You were on the best team of the last 30 Jalen years, Carter. But yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, playing next to Jalen Carter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, his whole thing is it's clear to me he butted heads with Vic Fangio.
Clearly,
I mean, there's no question about it. But yeah, I mean, you just want to go back and play for a guy you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You don't care about winning.
This is an all-time loser quote.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is like he should be in Miami with all those other frauds that had Vic Fangio that couldn't deal with the actual intensity of what it takes to win. I did not have him on my top 11.
But shocked.
No, I'm just making sure that's known.
It was Embiid 1, Bryce Huff 2.
Yes, 2. Yes.
Like, I mean, just the, like, I can't get over how, like, every word of the quote should just be loser. This is the biggest loser energy quote I've ever heard. You were on the greatest defense of the last whatever year, one of the great defenses of the salary cap era, maybe of all time. Like, what a loser.
Something had to happen. He was a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So clearly this was more than just, we don't think he can play. He was the biggest free agent how he signed last year.
So
he
wild.
He probably decided early on, while the team was still kind of teeter, that he wasn't, that, you know,
they wasn't in. Yeah.
He wasn't going to take anything from fans. This is just my guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts to watch the team go on, what, a 10-game win streak? What a dope.
Yeah.
Pick.
Look in the mirror, big dog. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, just, all right, here we go. So I'm going to take a call now.
Okay.
But if he behaves himself, maybe a little Flyers talk after the call.
What?
We'll see how this goes. First, let's talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. What up, Chuck?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hope you all had a great
week. What's up, Chuck?
How you doing? Yeah, about the weather. Can't complain about the last 3 days. Wow.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend for July 4th. It really was.
Absolutely.
It was nice. It's supposed to rain this week a fair amount, though, I believe.
That's all right. They left us alone for the holiday.
That's true. Now, the question is, all we need is noon on Wednesday. Don't mess with this Joe versus Jack thing, okay? No rain.
Yeah.
What happens if it's like a drip? Did they talk about that when Joe was on with the afternoon show? I know there was a big debate about rules and...
Oh, I don't know.
Errors. Rain did not come up.
Uh-oh. See, everyone thinks they think of all eventualities, but they don't.
Once it begins, it's in the hands of the umpiring crew, whether they wave it off
point.
Or they bring the tarp on the field
point.
Or not.
That's a good point. Yeah, we'll get Dan Wilson's thoughts on the event, as Dan Wilson will be the sideline reporter. Wanted to be the umpire, got shot down on that. Dan put himself out there, said, I will umpire. We'll get to that in a second, too. Chuck, what's on your mind, bud?
Is that Fritz throwing, did I hear it right, that it's 10 at-bats?
10 at-bats.
Man, he hurt his arm.
Well, after he goes 1-2-3, then he is allowed a timeout. Yeah. So he'll be rested. He'll be rested and good.
Look at you.
You know, 50, 60 consecutive.
Yeah, you don't know if that's Wheeler or Jack Fritz.
That's not good. Anyway, the guy from West Effort, you know, with the once-a-year calls to bash Harper, it's just absolutely silly. I mean, when you look at this guy, what he's done for us in the postseason, he's .325. I think somebody said it, .444 on base. How about the slug? .709. That's like slow pitch softball. And .1153 is a Philly. So that's his body of work postseason. Okay, last year .333, .1279. Ridiculous. That puts him right now in the top five all time with names like Gehrig and Ruth. That's where he is right now if you look up top five all-time postseason. So now we have a concern about right now, his wrist. That's probably very valid right now. There's definitely a concern with Harper. But let's give the guy benefit of the doubt based on his performance so far. Last year, a down year, they say, he had 72 extra base hits. I don't have a problem at all with Harper last year. So we're kind of in the now moment with Harper, right? Everything else has been at $27 million a year. He's a bargain. So I just don't understand.
Well, and I agree with you. He is. I do think, Chuck, it is fair to look at him now, worry about the wrist, and say we have absolutely seen the best of Bryce Harper, and that there could be a somewhat precipitous decline to the time. I think that's a fair thing to talk about. I think it is unfair to criticize him for what he's already done here and to say he hasn't done enough or he hasn't contributed to winning enough or whatever. I think that is absolutely unfair.
Very, very well stated. Check that box. Very succinct. Great point. I would, because of that, if I was the GM, it's a bunch of people making the decision, of course, not one. But I would look at something drastic versus subtle. I don't think a left fielder hitting .230 with a little bit of power and OPS is the answer. I would look at that big three pitching, and as difficult as it is, I would add one of them and Painter to get a major, make a major
move.
Wow,
I'm worried about Painter.
Because Harper is, you're right. There is a significant concern that he is aging out, so the window is probably now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The Dodgers are walking back to you. When you look, one of the concerns I've always had is expansion during the season. Are teams getting much better that we have to chase? Well, right now the Dodgers are walking back to the pack.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves are done. I don't think anybody fears.
No, there's an opportunity,
right,
in front of them. The Mets seem like they're, you know, certainly not a lock of a contending type team and all that. Chuck, this is interesting. Chuck, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, well, it's funny. The last caller said, "Get out of bed at 72." That's it. But I'll shift gears. Kids are now running the day to day operations of the company. When they have a shining moment like you had 40 years ago, you're like, wow, that happened way back
then.
Wow,
that's a good one, Chuck.
That's a reflection point. You guys have a great day.
You too. Yeah, when your kids are running your company, that's got to be a real, wow, I'm old.
No doubt.
I feel it moment.
Got a question for you.
Please.
He brought up Max Kepler.
Yes.
We all agree, not what you want.
Not great.
Does he have a point, though? When Max Kepler said he wanted to play more and blah, blah, blah. Listen, I think, what are you talking about, dude? You're a stiff. But he hits a home run against the Padres. So he does what he's asked to do, which is show off some power, help contribute. You win the game 5-1. You win the series. You have an off day Thursday. So he plays Wednesday, off day Thursday, doesn't play Friday, doesn't play Saturday, and then you saw him again yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a point of like, what do you guys want me to do here? I hit a homer. I'm doing what I'm here to do, and then I'm off because of an off day, and then I don't play 2 days after that, and now I'm playing on Sunday, and it's difficult. Does he have a point?
So, a little bit. I like, just in a vacuum, yes, a little bit. I understand that it can be harder to not play every day if you think you're an everyday player and all that, and whatever. The issue is, like, you can't say it publicly. You can't be like, they promised me anything when you're not playing well. Like, at the end of the day, it like it isn't always, but it should be a meritocracy. It should be a best player place. If you're playing good, guess what? You get to play. Like, that should be the beginning end of all of it. And it isn't always. We know that you know, the Bryce Huff thing was fascinating because it was the biggest contract and they didn't play him. And we all expected him to play more. And we've seen that in the past where guys keep getting rolled out there, even if they're not the best option because they make a lot of money or whatever. So it isn't always that way, but you hope it is meritocracy. So
baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you're struggling the way Kepler has, I just think it was silly of him to come out publicly and say, I was promised this, I was promised that. Like, I think it was the wrong tact to take. But is there any legitimacy to, could he be better if he played every day? Maybe. I think it's possible. But
yeah, I don't think he's that great. But yeah. I agree that the way he went about it. Because was it Jason Stark's piece that he said it in?
Matt Gelb,
okay. So... yeah, I mean, that's really what you're doing? Is you're going to sit in front of Matt Gelb and say, I'm frustrated with how this is going compared to the alternative, which is maybe sit down with Topper and talk about it? No, he probably did do that first, realize he wasn't getting the results that he wanted. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think he's good enough to be a great left fielder anyway. But I do find it probably annoying if I'm in his shoes where I'm showing my power and then my reward is here's 3 days of not playing at all and then you get thrown in again on a Sunday. I got to imagine after getting paid $10 million or whatever, that's annoying to deal with.
Well, what it really is like he's just sitting versus lefties, which Thompson does the same thing with Stott. And I don't know how he could think, just based upon how he plays against left-handed pitching, that the meritocracy that he deserves to be hitting against left-handed pitching. I understand the fact of he hit the home run, now he's sitting for 2 days. That's just how the Reds' rotation panned out.
Yeah. No, it's fair. I'm just asking the question. That's all.
And Abbott, like in particular, is a tough lefty on lefties. Like he's tough. And Lodolo, too. Lodolo is tough on lefties, so... I do think that it makes sense that against those...
Like he's not the only guy getting platooned.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
All right, back to the phones in a minute. Dan Wilson, sir.
Yes.
Before we get to your preview of you on the sidelines for this Joe Jack thing, what did it hurt to not get the umpiring gig? Because Dan Wilson, it came up, we need an umpire. Dan Wilson's like, I'm here, guys. I do this. I umpire. I am an umpire. So your credentials, you ump all the time, right? All kinds.
I mean,
of
not anymore, but I used to umpire Little League, travel, baseball, district playoff games, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Still have the gear. Was happy to get behind the plate. At one point, it looked like I was going to be the first base umpire. Plymouth White Marsh, they're providing two PIAA umpires.
Real umpires.
From what I understand. Yeah. So listen. That's fine.
You're okay with it. You're not too hurt.
I'm not. Because
I was hurt for you.
I know you were. But I get to work the sidelines, which is pretty cool. Okay. The difference between this event and the golf event is we will have live updates
on
WIP.
Right, we will.
It won't be a video the next day. So I'm very excited for that aspect of it. When Joe was on the afternoon show on Friday, what came up is they do need a scorekeeper to decide what's an error and what's not. So I've thrown my name in the ring for that, still to be determined.
Do you think you'll get shot down for that too, or you think you'll
well,
get done?
I, they need someone else to be the scorekeeper. So I don't know. I volunteered if should my services be needed. But either way, happy to be on the sidelines providing updates.
Okay. And now you, as I would say, I mean, I think that, you know, we've got biases on all sides. Now, I know you do produce for afternoons, probably a little more than you have for us. But I would say, you know, I think you're a pretty down-the-middle.
I was
going to
say, if I'm being the scorer, I can't really take a side. I got to be neutral.
You got to be pretty neutral. What is your take on the actual competition heading in? Where is your mind at when it comes to the Jack versus Joe?
Yeah, I know a lot of people have said it, but I think you will learn a lot about the psyche of both of these guys in the first couple of at-bats. I do expect a camera to take early and often. Like you said, just have the Velcro bat. I think it's a good idea if you're coaching Joe.
Yeah, I felt good about that.
From Jack's perspective, just going to be a lot of get me over pitches early. So maybe, I mean, maybe Joe.
Opportunity for Joe to take a little advantage early.
Maybe he tries to swing.
Maybe a Castellanos approach.
Exactly. Swinging first pitch.
Like I will say, it would be very Joe to do this whole I ain't swinging, and then like, you know, rope a dope him a little bit and go up and have spent the last 2 weeks going to batting cages, hitting 80 mile an hour pitches and being like, okay, I got this. You know, like that would be a very DeCamera move.
Also, I feel like I've thought of everything. Something that was not discussed in the rules the other day. Is DeCamera allowed to like square up a bunt at some point if he wants? Oh, like if he can't catch up?
No, it's very similar to breaking up the no-hitter. That's a no-no.
Of course he can.
But if he can't catch up to it, and that's his only option.
Why not?
Johan Rojas, he stinks.
Do you think Joe's above anything to try and get the win here?
My God, I think he might throw his body in front of him. Like that's going to be the umpire's toughest job is did he lean in too much?
So I did notice in the rules that was not addressed. So as far as I'm concerned, squaring up the bunt is allowed.
Oh, yeah, I think he has to be allowed to bunt.
Well, Jack could field his position like Granger.
Okay.
I'm just saying, he can get
I'm
off
I'm thinking
the,
that's a no.
He can get. He lost 20 pounds. I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah,
yeah, he tells anyone who will listen. Yeah.
I think Jack, as a pitcher, here's my guess on the type of way he goes about it. Jack is definitely like finishing his pitches far more than getting ready to field, if you know what I'm saying. Like, Jack's watching.
He's not in a ready position.
Yeah, exactly. Jack's not Ranger. Jack's not like cat-like. I think bunting is actually a interesting potential angle for the hammer.
Also, if Jack makes the error.
No, the only reason it isn't brilliant, Rhea, is the whole Joe running part of it, which again could be a real detriment to his game here. But
James, part of the rules were if one of the players in the field makes an error, that's a do-over. If Jack himself makes the error, that's on him.
Which it should be. I agree with that.
So if he's got the yips like he had in golf and he throws one away, that could be point hammer.
So that's, what if the first baseman needs to be better at scooping the ball?
Where the scorer comes in. Who's the error on?
Then it's Dan Wilson.
I think I should
then
be the scorer.
Then all of a sudden, Dan Wilson.
Oh, Mr. Bias Team Fritz is going to be the scorer.
I think I should be the scorer.
Yeah, they're not playing with hockey sticks out there, right, Bruns? All right? Stick to your lane, okay?
Flyers just made a huge move.
We're going to, right now?
Right now.
No way,
I swear they really did.
I swear to God, they
signed Cam York to a 5-year extension for $515 million AAV. There were rumors that he was going to get shopped and traded.
All right,
this is the news.
There we go. We're going to get Broads' thoughts on that in 1 second. So to close the loop here, Dan, you'll be out there on Wednesday. You'll be scorekeeping and
well, definitely on the sidelines. Scorekeeping, the scorekeeper is to be determined.
Yes,
but yeah, looking forward to my involvement in this event. And I think it's fair to say this feels like the most anticipated of the five events.
Oh, I agree. So
this feels like the Super Bowl of everything.
I think there's a chance that if it's 2-2 for basketball, that could be the most anticipated.
But going into it, this feels like the one everyone was excited for.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we're going to see if Jack can throw strikes. That's really what it comes down to. And my prediction is that I really do think Joe can win the event without getting a hit. That's disgusting. The grossest
if there's a hit by pitch, I mean, that's...
The grossest way for it all to play out, I think, is the Occam's razor. Likeliest thing that's going to happen. Joe gets on base 4 times.
Not my guy, Fritz.
Two hit by pitches and 2 walks. That's my prediction. How great would that be?
Two hit by pitches?
Two. I think he's going to get on base twice with hit by pitches and twice with walks.
By the way, also put in the rules the other day, Spike very adamant that even if he draws a walk, he has to run down to first base and actually touch the base.
That's pretty funny. Shout out
very
Spike
official,
for that.
Yeah.
Shout out Spike for that one. I don't disagree with that one. It will be funny for everyone there watching, though, which is like we're all just there hanging out waiting for the next pitch. It's like, all right, well, Joe's got to mosey on to first. Now, come on back, pal.
We talk about this, and it's just a horrible display of athletics.
Oh my God, this whole thing's going to be a disaster. It is worth coming to watch it just to watch these two people attempt to do these athletic things. It's going to be worth your time, I promise. All right, 215-592-9494. Cam York, coming up next. We're going to get Broad's thoughts on Cam York. Maybe we'll give a little Flyers in 50, 60, maybe more. Who knows? Some Flyers talk coming up, plus your calls on the Phillies, 215-592-9494. And remember, your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Just give us what makes you feel old, like I do, working with a 30-year-old Broads and a 27-year-old Dan Wilson. You know what I'm saying, Rhea?
He doesn't feel old working with me.
No. We're the older ones. All right, 215-592-9494.
Mom and Dad.
That's right. 94. Get in with Mom and Dad and the kids on the morning show on WIP.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.